And I am Joey Real Talk in Toronto. That's how the intro goes. R.I.P. headphone users.
Oh, God. I'm Ryan Greamish-Schnebner. This is the Big J and BB Show. I don't know if they heard it when you whispered it like this.
I don't know. I'm drunk.
Oh, wow.
I'm drunk off life, boy.
Because I eat three, boy.
Yeah, dude. So we got some Bethesda, some Square Onyx going on here.
Wow.
Know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
This is yet another one of our podcasts going over E3 coverage. We are doing these in segments as we always do. Mm-hmm. So this will be Bethesda and Square Enix. We have done Ubisoft with... What do we do Ubisoft with?
Ubisoft with EA.
Yes,
Xbox, EA. Nintendo. Xbox and Nintendo each get their own. Then Ubisoft with Square Enix.
Yep. So that's how they are broken down. And they're also on multiple platforms for you guys to listen on.
Yeah, you can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just search The Big J and BB Show. You can find us on social media outlets such as Facebook.com/BigJandBBShow and on Twitter at BigJandBBShow. Thank you.
No. Thank you. I think I say that every time. So we're going to get started with Bethesda here. So they had a good opening here of, you know, thanking the people. Thanking the fans.
Hey, thanks for playing our games, even though we kind of did some shit last year. But thanks.
Low-key, though, really glad Papa Howard came out, and he's like, hey, guys, we fucked up.
We're surprised you're still here.
Thanks. Yeah. But, yeah, no, it's really cool that, you know, they could come out and be like, listen, we know that we dropped the ball.
Yeah, there's one thing Bethesda's really good, a couple things Bethesda's really good at. They do make good games, but they're really good at being open and honest, and they're really good at swearing.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was the one where they dropped the F-bombs all the time.
All the time.
Sounded like one of our podcasts.
It's fucking Doom! I'm like, whoa, hey, that's okay. Weird. Xbox was so different than this one. Because remember, they were on after Xbox.
Right.
So it's like you get done with Phil and Xbox. You're like, oh, I feel so happy. There's Halo.
Well, also, Microsoft is like a huge, like, entity.
Yeah.
And Bethesda, you know, more focused on games. Right. Yeah. So they... You know,
but the video was very nice.
Yeah,
it was... All the different fans talking about how their games affect them and everything throughout the evening. That was very nice.
Yep. Yeah, it's cool to see, you know, because, you know, I got stories like that too. I'm sure we all have a story of,
yeah,
you know, how a game got us through some hard times and, you know, made us better. And, you know, we appreciate people who do that.
And that's why we love video games. That's why we get so defensive when people attack the video game community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it's a good getaway.
Yeah.
And this, like, show that, like, people, no matter... Who you are, male, female, seahorse, if you're black, white, Asian, green, purple, whatever have you, or you know how tall you are, short you are.
Whatever religion you
If you're
believe,
missing body parts, you have too many body parts.
Yeah.
You know, you can barely speak, you talk too much, it doesn't matter, there's a game for you out there.
Yep.
And that's kind of what the video was showing, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
So they opened up here, you know, with the opening, obviously, and then they just jump right into some Elder Scrolls stuff. Not kind of what people were expecting to really, I guess, jump in. They were like, ooh, new Elder Scrolls and Stargate, right?
Yeah, but Bethesda had come out earlier in the week and it said that they were not going to be there. Right. I know there's still hope. Everyone still holds out the hope. Maybe they're bamboozling us. But
as far as E3 goes, we got nothing of that.
Nope, got nothing.
I think we got a mention of them, but I think it was just like, we're not doing anything.
Todd mentioned it. Yep, they're in the works.
Yeah.
We're working on them right now. You know, it's a brand new IP that's, what is it, Starfield?
Yeah, Starfield.
Yeah, so it's a brand new IP, and Bethesda is so known for doing, you know, they have some of the best IPs out there. So they want to make sure they nail this right. And Elder Scrolls 6, yeah, there's a lot of people that love Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, and as we've heard from them going over all their Doom stuff, and I never really thought about that, but Bethesda was really kind of the forerunner for first-person
shooters. A lot of pioneer. They were a pioneer for a lot of things.
They're doing, like, the first 3D graphics.
The mods.
Yeah, the mod community was Bethesda.
Uh-huh.
That's where it started. That's where it originated and grew. And, you know, you never realize how much this company affects the gaming community, whether or not you've ever played a Bethesda game. In a way, your game is based off of one of their games.
Yeah.
Something has taken part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's pretty cool to see how this company, you know, is kicking, and obviously they're good with everything that they do. But we have Elder Scrolls Blades.
It's a mobile game.
So yeah, it's a mobile game that is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I believe it's this fall. It's pretty fun. I played it like it was in open beta for a while on the phone. I signed up for it again for the people, right, and for myself. It's pretty fun. I think it would be super fun on a Switch. Like, if it's free, which they said it is, that's cool. I would download it on the Switch for free, because it's honestly fun if you just want to fuck around. It's pretty cool. I don't like it as much on my phone, because it's like this, first off, and I don't like the tapping stuff.
So, as in like this, because our viewers can't see. Oh,
holding your phone upright, I'm so sorry.
Okay. Yeah, you showed me, and I'm like, well, they don't know.
Holding your phone upright. Like vertical. A normal position for your phone, not sideways like you're watching porn or whatever you do.
Or YouTube videos or playing a game, you know.
Whatever, but you know.
Degenerate.
To each his own. But yeah, on the left and right of your screen is kind of where the taps are for like swinging the sword and blocking and stuff. If it was sideways, it'd probably be a lot better.
That would make a little bit more sense, but also they probably want more vertical.
They did because world's kind of big. Because if
you're holding
a
shield and sword, you're not going to, they want to, they'll make everything fat.
Yeah. So I it's okay. Like I said, I think it would be fun to play on Switch. It'll probably get installed on my Switch around Black Friday when I get a new SD card, so I have way more space. But it's pretty fun, honestly, like, if you're just fucking around.
Yeah, pretty much everything's coming to the Switch now, so...
They have that card game on mobile, too, don't they?
Yeah, they have,
Legacy or something?
Something like that, that fell off, and now they're doing it again.
Yeah, because they want it to be Magic so bad, or Hearthstone, but...
Yeah, when I play Hearthstone constantly still, doing the Dalaran heist, bro, you know?
Nice.
Probably don't know, but I'm doing that. It's actually a shit ton of fun.
Oh, okay. I just reinstalled it today.
Okay, yeah. That's one game I think that I just always play.
I already have it installed.
You might have it installed. I don't know. We were playing it a couple months ago, but...
Oh, it's been there, bro. I didn't even know. It's next to Fortnite.
Yeah, no, I've been playing it every day, if not every other day, to do all my quests, all my dailies.
Yeah, I was sitting there, and I was just thinking about it the other day. I was like... I really need to start playing this again. You know what it is? We switched hours at work.
Yes.
Fucked me up.
It did.
Because I used to just sit in the office and do it.
Yep.
Now I feel judged, and eyes are watching.
Right, even though there's not, but there's
ears are listening. You're an essential part of everyday life.
Yep.
Continue, Joe.
Boom. Bang. Bam.
Something. Bam!
Fallout 76. The two guys come out that were the creators of Fallout 76. Don't remember their names.
Yeah,
but they come out and they're like, "Hey, thank you for staying with our game. You know, it was definitely a rough patch."
What?
And then they go on and say, "We got some new things coming. We have this update called the Wastelanders."
Yep.
And it's coming in 2019 of this fall.
Yep.
So I don't 100% really remember what this
Wastelanders
is
about.
Isn't it
when you go back? To the vault.
You go back to the vault, that's
right. And you're
right,
supposed
yes.
to be like the...
You become the Overseer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and... Well, didn't that also lead into their Battle Royale mode?
I think maybe... Okay, I'm getting lost,
because
yeah.
I think that's where they're going to be one Overseer.
Oh,
I think that's where that is.
Yeah. What was Waste... Oh, Wastelanders was you got NPCs.
That's right. We are professionals.
Sorry,
but...
yeah. Well, it's been a few days, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you get NPCs for the first time, and there's, like, factions, and, like...
That's right.
People are coming back.
They actually made it a good game again.
Yeah, people are coming back now.
Right.
So, that'll be interesting. Yeah, you Nuclear Winter is the mode. It's in beta, and they actually extend... The beta was only supposed to go as far as that free weekend did this past weekend. They actually extended it indefinitely.
Okay.
So, it's just sitting there.
Yeah, so it's a Battle Royale game in Fallout 76.
Was it 50 people?
Was it
55?
50? Was it 40?
No, it was in the 50s.
Was it 50s?
Yeah.
Either way, it's from 40 to 80, let's say, to be safe. But it was probably like 50-something.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not a huge Battle Royale person. This is probably more of your breakdown type of thing. But the way I looked at it is, it's Fallout, which Fallout is... phenomenal. I love it. Obviously not Fallout 76 that I didn't even bother touching. I canceled all of my pre-orders my purchase that I made. But Fallout 4 and obviously 3 and New Vegas were amazing. But I really like the concept of, you know, you're in the wasteland and, you know, it's a survival game. And now there's other people trying to kill you and it's a battle royale. I still will not play because that is not my cup of tea.
52 players.
52.
What a weird number.
Weird number.
Because remember, you were like, holy shit, dude, that's a lot of people, and that's a big-ass world. Like, yeah, there's nukes.
Yep, you can drop nukes.
The firestorm is actually fire as it gets closer to you. Honestly, it looks super fun. If Fallout 76 is on sale, I would definitely consider for myself picking it up just to try that mode.
Is Fallout 76 not on Game Pass?
You know what? I'm going to check that while we keep thinking about it. Because I have the Game Pass app.
I don't remember if 4 was. I don't remember.
I'm not 100% sure. While I look it up, though.
But that is a free game mode, correct?
Yeah.
That mode.
It just comes with the game.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's just there. No, Fallout 4 is up and 3 are on there, but not 76.
Not yet. Okay. So, if you don't have 76 yet and you're thinking about it, if it's on sale, fuck it, buy it. If you got the Game Pass and you're an Xbox person, we went over what all that entails in our Xbox coverage.
Check it out.
You probably should get the Game Pass, and especially if this is coming, and they're just throwing you another free game mode. You guys like Fork Knife and Apex and whatever.
It's on sale for $30 right now. Half off.
That's not bad.
No.
That's a good pickup.
It's a pretty...
Especially with this Wastelanders, with NPCs.
Yeah.
It's probably a little bit more tolerable.
And you get 500 bonus atoms when you purchase. I'm not sure what that is. I'm sure it's currency.
In-game currency.
Probably.
Crap, yeah.
But it does look fun. Like I said, if you are into Battle Royales, I would definitely try it out. It's like I said, it's in beta till indefinitely. So... I'd check it out.
Yeah. Let's see what it's about.
I mean, low-key, if it's still on sale later this weekend, I might cop it. I don't know.
Well,
I have Game Pass. I guess I could probably
wait. Probably just wait.
Yeah.
If the other ones I'll watch videos. This one will come on. Yeah.
That's probably what I'm going to do.
Especially since the beta is going to keep going.
And I got my CTR Racing, so.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
I don't know why I keep saying that. It's just CTR.
CTR Racing. Crash Team Racing.
Yeah.
It's like the Big Jane BB show. Now, a game that kind of took us by surprise of, like, we had no idea, but we were, like, kind of hyped about it, was this Ghostwire Tokyo game.
Dude, fucking cool looking.
So this girl comes out, and she's, like, explaining what's going on. It's spooky. We're like, okay, sure, bitch, whatever. They start showing some of the game, and we're like, oh.
Dude, those noodles, though.
We're like, dude, they're noodles. For fucking real, man. I seen those. I'm like, dude, look at those nudes. Like, they look fucking delicious.
They really did, though.
But the game really caught my interest.
It did for me too, because then like all of a sudden people start disappearing.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh shit, Thanos snapped his fingers.
Yeah, dude, in Tokyo, he fucked them up.
This is pre end game. Post.
Then we're like, oh my god, Ronin, or is that Genji? Because he had like the face.
That's right. Yep.
But I thought it looked really fucking cool, man.
Yeah, I like those Japanese samurai type games.
I believe it's the people that worked on Resident Evil.
Is it?
I think that's what they said. She worked on Bayonetta and Resident Evil.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you mix those gameplays, that's going to be pretty legit.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely looked good. It looked interesting.
Yeah, it piqued my interest. It's something that, they didn't give us a date, right? I don't think so.
I do not believe
so. If I didn't put it in the notes, they didn't give us a date. So.
Yeah, I don't think we got a release date for much of any of
this. No, that was the big thing about Bethesda. They were just kind of like, here.
Yeah, like, here's our lineup, and we'll kind of give you more information as we get it.
Yeah, but yeah, it definitely looked cool. There were a few things like that from Bethesda.
Yes. Yeah, a couple. Snowball? I don't know. I don't know what you call them.
A couple
like hidden pitches, I guess. You know?
Hidden gems.
Yeah.
There it is.
So, Elder Scrolls Online, or ESO, a lot of people played. I played it.
Nerds.
I played it a little bit.
Tim, Miguel, Dan Jr. Nerds.
I mean, they did play, but
Danny. He's right. Naming them all off. All our fans, our real core fans, are nerds.
Well,
that play Elder Scrolls Online.
I,
including me. You weren't ready for it.
I mean, get on WoW's level, then talk to me.
So. Hey man, if I had a computer or a laptop.
I got a laptop.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
That's for another podcast.
Okay, but yeah, I'd play with them a while.
But ESO is having a shingy going on.
An update.
New update called Elsewhere?
Something like that.
Something? Yeah.
I can't pronounce it, but yeah.
Yeah, there's more things coming. I think that's with the, was that with the cat lady? The Kaiwa?
Kaijin?
However you pronounce it.
I kept wanting to say Kaiju, and that's not... Kishan or Kijan or something like that.
Something.
Yeah, but the cat people, pretty fucking sweet. The cinematic trailer was fucking cool with the dragon and everything. Yeah. Some people complained it was too long, and I was like...
I mean, it did drag on a little bit.
But when you look at what Bethesda had, I mean...
Yeah.
It was okay.
I mean, it was cool when that necromancer came out and turned into a skeleton. I'm like, bro, it's a necromancer!
Yeah, I was like, what a fucking sweaty over here.
Right.
It was cool, though. I liked it. I know some people that play ESO. It's pretty sweet. Glad they're adding more to it. It's one of their big games, so.
Yeah, keep it up. That's their online service game.
Yeah.
Now, a game called Commander Keen. Apparently, this is the second one?
There was one on the PC years ago, I believe. That's what they said. Years ago. Bethesda, at some point, got the rights to it and decided to launch it as a mobile game. Where the original Commander Keen had twins. His twins are the ones...
That you play as.
You play as, and it didn't grab my interest at all.
No, it didn't really look all that enticing.
No.
But I guess, you know, it's for some people. It's not for me.
No. And I actually like mobile games, but that I was not a fan of.
That didn't...
No,
that didn't
the whole you. Concept of it and like the way it looked, I was just like, nah, that's not something I'd play. Not something that could take my money. Man, you know what that made me think of the other day, too? When you brought that up about me liking mobile games? When they closed Avengers Academy.
Right.
Fuck, that pissed me off.
Almost at least they could get you a refund or something.
That's what I'm saying. I put like $1,000 almost into that game.
Hey, I'm just saying. That $1,000 could have got you your fucking car.
Or a laptop.
Or a car.
Yeah. Do it for the podcast. It's cool. Yeah, Commander Keen is meh.
You know what that makes me want to do? It makes me want to rage, bro. I just want to rage too.
I was going to say, I want to rage too.
I don't know if you were going to do it or not.
I was ready for it. It's cool.
Yeah, rage too.
Yeah, I haven't played, but they added some stuff. I liked their video too, remember? It was like, it started playing like sitcom music.
Yeah.
It was showing each person, and then like the one character was like probably going to die in the next scene, and boom, dead shot. Funny shit, man. Bethesda's pretty funny.
Yeah, they're really laid back. They're pretty open about shit.
Papa fucking Howard, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's a great company.
It is.
It seems like a really fun company to work for, and they make some badass games, and they've done a lot for the gaming community.
Mm-hmm.
And also another one of the great games, Wolfenstein.
Yeah, Wolfenstein Youngblood.
So do you know any more about Wolfenstein Youngblood?
Wolfenstein Youngblood was with the two sisters, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the twin sisters, and they look like... Remember the I do remember that. As they were running through people, just blowing them up.
That's right, you were just meleeing them and they exploded. Yeah, and
we're like, what the hell is this?
That's intense.
It looked pretty cool. I think a lot of the Wolfenstein games are on the Game Pass. Actually, positive they're on the Game Pass, most of them. So I'm sure this one will eventually get there. If not on release, it will be there. So that'll be something cool to check out, because Wolfenstein games are actually really fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, a game... That was showed. It was like two people shooting each other.
A dude and a chick.
Yeah, and it's called Deathloop. And at first you're like, okay, they're talking and like, you know, the only way for me to live is if you die, and I can only die if you kill me. But you killing me doesn't kill me or some shit.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's like they die, but they're not dead unless they die again.
Dude, I'm not super too weird. Sure. Super weird.
But the cinematic that was going on was like, it was a guy and a girl and they were just killing each other. And then they just wake up in another spot and be like, ugh, and just be pissed and go at it again.
It was really interesting. Like I said, these are kind of the hidden gems. That and Ghostwire Tokyo, where like, you piqued my interest. Ghostwire Tokyo really piqued my interest. But this one got me too, where I was like, oh... Okay, that's interesting to, you know, check out or something. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I don't know what the gameplay would be, though.
Yeah, like, gotta wait for that.
What is my... Am I story-driven? Am I multiplayer-driven? Like, what's my thing?
At another date.
Yes.
We did not get a release date for this.
No, we didn't really get much at all besides that cinematic.
Uh-huh.
But that... It looks like Bethesda cool.
Saying, this is here.
Yep. And then, as with all of these companies, not even just gaming, just companies in general... They're like, here's our streaming service called Orion.
Shout out to them having probably the coolest name of all the streaming services. Orion sounded pretty fucking cool. But, like, why are we doing this?
Because why not? Everybody else says you gotta jump on.
I guess so.
And Bethesda's game library is probably one of the most massive.
How did they explain this, though? Because wasn't it weird the way they did it?
Yes, so the way Orion works is it doesn't go off your bandwidth or your internet. It is all played off the game engine itself. So whatever game you're playing, like if you're playing Doom Eternal, the game will run and function as best as the engine can. Okay. Which also means, well, in order for me to get there, one, I need internet. Two, I need to have some type of bandwidth connection to do a bounce back. And three, how do I know that game engine's going to hold up in the years? How am I going to be able to play these games if those engines are outdated or the engines aren't working anymore?
These are, we're going into a brand new frontier, my friend, for this whole streaming world. So this is going to be really interesting over the course of probably the next 5 years, I'd say.
I like how every company is doing something different, though.
Because you have to. Because
they're all the same concept, but the way they function is different.
But where's Sony, though?
I don't know.
Nintendo. Nintendo's the only company I think that you won't get from it.
Nintendo, I don't think, needs one yet. They're still building their library up again.
Yeah, it's not even just that. It's also, Nintendo sells off nostalgia. They always will.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't need a library.
No, you don't. And a lot of people have talked about that. The Nintendo, they have Mario, they have Zelda, they have
Pokemon,
and they have all these Donkey Kong and all this stuff. So it's like, it's always going to sell. Always. I mean, we've seen what their recent games with those franchises have done in the charts every month. So they're not the one that I think I'm going to see any type of streaming service from anytime soon. I do hope we get other things from them, but Sony is the one that I'm like, well, where are you at? But you're working with Xbox on it, right? And that the whole thing?
Yes.
So that'll probably happen soon. And because they're working with Xbox, it might be really good.
Yeah.
I'm all for a Sony streaming service with like God of War and everything on it.
Yeah, we'll see how well it actually turns out and when they actually decide they're going to do their conference or whatever they decide that they choose to do. And then Bethesda ends up here with Doom Eternal. I feel like Doom Eternal's been out forever, but I don't know. I feel like Doom's just been out forever, I guess. But this is November 22nd of this year on Xbox, PS4, PC, and Google Stadia.
Yeah, it'll be one of the first games to launch with it.
So, yes,
because it comes out in November. So that sounds pretty cool. The game looked really fucking cool. You know, looked pretty doomy. Mm-hmm. It's got some great soundtracks, as always.
Oh, yeah, that heavy metal.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool and kick-ass, but... you know, I'm not a huge Doom guy. Get it, Doom guy?
Yeah, because you're more of Halo.
Yeah, or that, but it's just more so, I'm like, those games have never grabbed me. I tried the 2016 one, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll try Doom again. And like, it was okay, but it just felt like, I don't know, not my cup of tea.
It just didn't grab you.
No.
Okay. Did we have anything else over at Bethesda?
No, that was basically, like I said, they did talk about that the ES6 and Starfield are in the works. They just weren't there. They're working hard on them. Maybe next year. Overall, what would you give this conference?
I would give this probably like a 7-ish.
I was going to say 7.5 because they admitted their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us a couple things, one in particular that we were like didn't know what it was, and we were very intrigued by it.
Yeah, it was more or less just a standard Bethesda conference, so not too bad. Now moving on to Square Enix, now or Enix,
fucking,
I don't know how they pronounce
it's
it.
Enix.
Enix. Square Enix, Enix, whatever.
Onyx.
Yeah, we're just gonna jump into Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Kick-ass,
we got
dude.
Quite a bit on it this time.
Yeah, tons of gameplay. You've got a release date, which actually was announced the night before at their orchestra concert with a new trailer. But they gave you an even different trailer with the date. They told you that it's going to be over two Blu-rays worth of content. And I was confused by that, but you explained how much fucking game that is.
Yeah, so the way it works, I forget the exact number, but I forget if Blu-ray is 4 times, 6, or 10 stronger than a DVD.
Right.
So, like, the old school games, like the 360 and, like, the PS2. Oh, no, where's the PS2 Blu-ray? No, that was before Blu-ray.
PS3.
I'm talking about PlayStation 2.
Okay.
Was not Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah, no.
PlayStation 3 was Blu-ray.
Right, yeah, okay.
So, those games, those were DVDs, technically, off of the DVD disc. Then, you figured I played Final Fantasy 13 on my 360. It had 3 discs, okay? So, say it is 4 times more powerful. So, now you can fit all those into 1 Blu-ray. Now, you're telling me you need 2 Blu-rays worth of content for a game? That's, like, the equivalent to, like, anywhere from 8 to potentially 20 DVDs of content.
Okay, yeah.
I forget the exact number. I could be totally wrong. I don't
remember. Let us know on Twitter, at BigJBBShow.
I'm just winging it because I'm way too lazy to look
it
up.
Or in the comments.
Yeah, one or the other. But that's a lot of fucking content.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge download.
What?
Like, you might need an external to download that motherfucker. That's probably why it's not coming to the Switch, honestly.
Is it not?
Yeah. There's no Switch release. And now it makes sense, because how the fuck is the Switch going to handle that?
Yeah, and they're breaking it down into episodes, right?
Were they?
Isn't that what we talked about? That it's episodic?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because you said the original one was.
I'm going to be honest with you, Ryan. E3 is a lot to handle. And I only remember so much.
Well, while I look that up, you talk about what you saw from the gameplay.
So, of course, Final Fantasy VII was, you know, one of my go-to games when I was younger. Very fun, very enjoyable. And I was talking about, where's my dude? Where's my original Coltrane? Where's my machine gun hand guy? Where's Barrett? And then he pops out. He's like, damn, man. We gotta go shoot these motherfuckers. He doesn't say that, but that's the way I perceive him. So you got Cloud jumping around, slicing the dice, and you got Barrett shooting his fucking guns and shit. So they're just going through, slashing, hacking, shooting. And so the way this game is, it is a mixture between not really their turn-based style, necessarily. So it's like a mixture between, I guess, 15 and also 10, well, 10 or 7, I guess, are the same, combat-wise, of you build up a meter, and then you go into this mode. I forget the mode exactly. But then you could choose an attack, a special attack. So time freezes, you could be like, ooh, what should I use my limit on? So you could do like a wind blast or something, and you know, right, do a special attack. So that's the way it's a mixture of multiple combat styles. So that's actually really cool how they, you know, interpreted both of those.
Yeah, because I remember originally you were nervous.
I was skeptical.
Mm. Got this from Business Insider. Yes, it's an episodic release, which means you won't get the full game on March 3rd, 2020, when it releases. It looks beautiful.
Absolutely. It looked really good.
My God, looking at the screenshots, I think I showed you one from the original. Yeah, to this one. Looks awesome. The episodic thing is really interesting because we were just talking about on the Xbox conference, which you can listen to that, about how Cyberpunk comes out like a month after, and you're like, you have a month to beat Final Fantasy VII. No, I actually don't have a month. I went over to fuck these assholes, give me all the episodes.
Yeah, so at that point, it's like, do you hold off on Final Fantasy VII, pick up Cyberpunk? By the time you're done with that, all the episodes for FF7 are out?
It's going to be a really interesting thing. It's going to depend how they roll these out, because I don't know how they're rolling them out.
Right.
It makes sense to be episodic because, like you said, that's a huge fucking game. So maybe that's why they're doing it.
Maybe, but also if you're buying the game and you have 2 Blu-rays, you're telling me I can only play 1 chapter out of my Blu-ray disc?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's exactly going to go down, but the hype for that game is insanely through the roof for people.
I'm very glad they started with this. It made sense. It was like, everybody was like, oh, come on. Especially when the night before, like I said, they showed the trailer with the release date. So everybody's ready. And it looked great. The combat looked fantastic. The visuals, like I said, were great. Seeing all the characters, awesome. Super hyped. Mm-hmm. Super fucking hyped.
So that would more likely be a game that I probably would wait on. Just for the fact of, I probably need to start limiting my purchases to make sure I'm beating these games.
Yeah.
Which I've been trying to do more of recently. And then I say that, then I go out the other week and buy Final Fantasy X for the third time.
What a lame adult.
No, it's called being a conscious buyer, and, you know. But, you know, I like my money.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure my money's well spent and not just used on shit like here that are just still half-wrapped in plastic, so.
Hey, that's been your thing forever, though.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to because it's a waste of fucking money.
Evolution.
Yep. Growth. And they showed some Life is Strange 2.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some of that. Never played the first one. So don't really know too much on what's going on, but...
Do you want to know what the story of the Square Enix conference was? It was Final Fantasy VII, and then when the fuck am I getting Avengers?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I
pretty
mean, much. It really was, though. I'm not saying, side note, that conference was fucking hype, dude. The people there, the whole time, they're standing.
Oh, I know. I think anybody people sat down.
They were all standing and screaming during the entire Final Fantasy trailer.
Yep. So pretty much through most of the trailers.
Honestly, yeah, like everything.
Yep. And then we had, like, there was a lot of Final Fantasy.
Tons of it.
And a lot of Dragon Quest. But we also had Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. That's coming this winter.
Is that the mobile
that's
one?
That's the mobile one.
Got it.
So I think that's coming to the Switch or something.
Yeah,
or
both.
PlayStation.
Because there's already one out. It's like part one.
Yeah.
Now they're doing this part. I think they are coming to the Switch.
Then we had the last Remnant Remastered, which is available on the Switch right now.
Yep. Cool.
Then we had Dragon Quest Builders 2, because apparently there's a first one.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but yeah, they look pretty fun.
Yeah, it's, you know, Minecraft or Dragon Quest. I mean, I enjoy Dragon Quest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's a little spoiler on a Nintendo one, but, you know, there may or may not be a Dragon Quest character coming to a Nintendo franchise. You know, you have to listen to that one to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Or just go on any website. And, you know,
just no, see. Just listen to us.
Yeah.
Where are your news?
Or just follow us on, Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah.
Whatever one you post on more.
Both of them.
Yeah. Then you can find out there.
Do a lot.
Then also, Dragon Quest XI, this fall, on your Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, boy!
Pretty lit. Pretty lit. I think the last Dragon Quest I played was 8 or 9. I think it was 9. Yep, last one I played was Dragon Quest IX, so I'm only a couple behind. So not terrible.
Yeah.
I need to find out where I can get 10 so I can pick up 11 as well. But once again, that could be one I could chill out on. What?
Probably
what?
You probably will, yeah. I mean,
I thought you were talking shit.
No, I said probably, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot coming out this fall. Fuck you mean.
No, that's the thing. With all these releases...
I mean, fucking Pokemon's coming.
And even, like, next year's rough.
It is.
And we don't even know half the shit
that's
coming
out. I don't
even
know when the PlayStation's coming. That's gonna have shit with it.
Yeah.
I don't even know, dude.
There's a lot going on.
And it's like, you can't not get it, because you gotta have every generation of PlayStation.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, you do. Eventually, you have to.
I mean,
you waited on the 4, but you got it, right?
Yeah, when it was like $200 for Black Friday, I'll probably do the same thing.
Oh, I don't know. We're gonna see what happens here.
Wow, there's absolutely no reason for
me. Well, for you. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You don't like as much as the PlayStation stuff.
I'm like, for you, what do you play, MLB The Show?
Oh, dude, I have to have it.
Saying, you don't, like, need a new PlayStation
I just don't,
to play
but
that.
You know what? I'm glad I owned one when Spider-Man came out, though. That's a fun game. I'm almost done with it. Super close.
I was just about to ask, now is that one you beat?
I'm this super close. And then I watched David beat it. I was supporting the stream. Twitch.tv/Undead Rebel.
Wow.
I'm here for it.
Well, whenever he streams again, you can watch him. So,
yeah.
There you go. Now, if you guys love Square Enix, like pretty much a good majority of people do, they got a music app.
It's okay, so that no, that's exactly what I thought it was, and it's not. It's saying that all their music is now available on streaming apps.
On streaming apps.
So Spotify.
Because the way they showed it.
It did.
It was a Square Enix thing.
Yeah. So it's actually like a whole thing on like all your phones now. All your apps. Amazon Music, fuck it, Spotify, all of it. All has Square Enix.
Hmm.
Really weird. Right here.
There you
see?
Go.
Square Enix Music. And this will possibly load, but yeah, it's everything.
Ah.
All your Square Enix stuff. They even have playlists.
Okay.
So, like, pretty fucking cool if you love Square Enix music.
Not bad. So pretty much if you love Final Fantasy and Dragon Quest.
And Kingdom Hearts.
There you go.
Because the Kingdom Hearts soundtrack kicks ass.
Yeah. It's a mixture of Final Fantasy and Disney stuff, but yeah. And then, speaking of Kingdom Hearts, we got a little bit of a little bit of our DLC stuff going on, yeah.
Do you remember when I came back to work and told Jack, and he's like, don't tell me anything, it might ruin it. I'm like, I don't know, dude, but we're in the same spot, and I didn't understand what the fuck was going on from it, so I don't think you're going to understand.
Right.
Yeah, no, that, again, God damn it, I'm going to try, man. I'm going to try and beat these games.
I think you're worse at games than I am, though.
I am. Because I get so excited for these games when I see them.
And you play them, and then you just don't play them
again. But then something else comes. These games just keep fucking releasing, dude.
Yeah, the issue I did when I was a young gun, didn't know what I was doing in life.
Like a year ago.
And I would just buy shit.
Like a year ago.
Yeah. And I've grown.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping I hit
and
that
level. And I've learned, why would I buy that if I'm not going to play it at the moment?
Yeah, that's true. But at the time when that came out in January, I thought I would. I don't know, man.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2, Kingdom Hearts, Spider-Man. I think we went over this
before. I did beat Horizon, though.
Horizon?
Zero Dawn.
Ah.
That was cool.
How did it end?
Not talking about because I don't remember.
Ooh.
I watched my brother beat
him. I was about to say, got him.
I don't know, man.
But yeah, there's a DLC coming out for Kingdom Hearts 3 this winter. I have not played it at all yet because I do not, you know, I'm not ready for it. I'm, like I said, catching up on other things. But DLC coming out. Grab it, get it, play it. And Final Fantasy 14, which is their online Final Fantasy, is also having some DLC coming. It is coming in July of this year. And it is called Shadowbringers.
It looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't play that game, but it looked pretty cool.
I downloaded it on Steam with...
Oh, it's a PC game only, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I don't play it.
I downloaded it... was it on Steam or was it on Square Enix? I don't remember. Either way, I have the game, and my computer died, and it's still dead. That was like 8 months ago.
Well, yeah, man, because it was either a fixed computer or a race car. So
it's really hard not to race car. Especially when I get into it, I'm like, I could totally go big turbo. But I'm like, or I could probably put like $10 in my computer to fix it. It's a tough choice. It's a tough choice. Yes, that is coming out in July, new DLC. Now, Dying Light 2, I feel like we brought up Dying Light in somewhere else.
Because Xbox showed it.
It showed up on Xbox, that's right.
It's on the Game Pass.
That is coming out in 2020. I'll go over a little bit more of Dying Light on that, but it's a zombie game. It's the second one.
Pretty cool. Yeah, because you actually explained it to me in that one.
Yes. We got a game called Outriders. Coming in summer of 2020.
Didn't know what the fuck it was. Mad Max.
Wasn't that like the melee only, like 4-on-4?
Yeah, they didn't really show you too much.
Showed you a couple of the characters and a little bit of gameplay.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm thinking something else.
But it was just like a melee only type thing.
Yeah.
So, next year. And then Final Fantasy VIII, because why not? I think it's the only one that's not mentioned on here. Is being remastered, as they all are, for the fall of this year, 2019.
Fuck yeah.
I'm sure that one will be coming to the Switch as well. I think it showed that. Don't remember.
Really pretty probably positive it did.
Final Fantasy VIII is okay.
Was it hard because it came right after 7?
No.
And 7 was so good that it was just hard to live up to that hype?
Nope.
No.
No, just that I think I was playing something else at the time. And then 9 was meh at best.
And then 10 got
And then 10 was like, ooh boy. Guess who owns 3 copies of 10?
This guy.
And I don't know, I have an issue with it. So, I mean, that's probably why I'd be like, Final Fantasy 7? Okay, I'll get to it. But now Final Fantasy 10? Yeah, no, I'll play it again. Why not? Playing it on my Switch currently. So much fun. And then, at the end, they give you Avengers.
Yeah, Marvel Avengers. Coming next year, correct?
May 15th, 2020.
Oof, man. What a rough spring, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Animal Crossing, Final Fantasy, Spoiler. Cyber... No, it depends how in order you watch this.
True.
Cyberpunk, Avengers. Don't even know what's in the summer. Fuck. So, for years of anticipating, because the trailer, that first initial trailer with all their weapons being fucked up was like 3 or 4 years ago, I think.
Was it that long ago?
I think so. Damn. Pretty sure they said it was a long time. So, here we go. We knew Square Enix was giving it. Bravo to them, though, for doing it at the end. Starting with your heavy hitter, ending with your heavy hitter. Pretty fucking cool.
Dude, yeah, you do one that everybody wanted. Everybody's like, oh, we need something in Final Fantasy. And then it's like, oh, we want this game you've been working on. Here it is.
Boom. Yep. So, characters look kind of eh. That's the only issue I had with it. Everything else, like the cinematics, the mission, that they while they're switching between the heroes and seeing how they work, pretty fucking cool. Not gonna lie. Seeing actually Iron Man flying and shooting as Iron Man.
I'm like, dude, it's Anthem.
Yeah, it's like the reason you bought Anthem. But now you can actually just be Iron Man. So that's super cool. What gets me is that it's a whole original story.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, no comic... you can't say no comic influence, obviously.
Yeah, something... It's involved around some of it, yeah. Obviously, but it doesn't take part of the MCU. It doesn't follow a particular storyline.
So right now we know it's the original Avengers minus Hawkeye. Everyone bitching that Hawkeye wasn't shown. I'm like, all right, man. Then they come out and said he's going to be in it. He's going to be in the game. It's really weird. They've gotten so much backlash, man. Some of it's necessary, some of it's not.
So some of the backlash was about the graphics. That's honestly whatever. That's still a game in development. Sure, the character models looked pretty terrible. Like, Black Widow did not look great. Hulk, as like Bruce Banner looked okay. But the Hulk, he looked like shit. He was just smooth.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Bumpy and lumpy and like, where the fuck's his definition? Where's the Hulk? Where's the muscles?
It's also a big thing, too, with these characters is that we just got done with our MCU characters. So everybody thinks that's what everybody knows them as now. So then you get this and you're like, oh, that's not Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
That's not Chris Evans. But again, I'm not going to hold that against Crystal Dynamic because there was no fucking way you were gonna pay that to get the fucking likeness of these movie characters.
And there was no need for it.
Because it's not the MCU. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how you know people that are real, like, really, like, I love Marvel, or they just love the movies. There's a difference.
If you love Marvel, you love the comic books for the comic books.
Yeah.
You love the MCU movies for the MCU movies. Mm. And then you love the games for the games.
And it's a big thing, too, is that, okay, Spider-Man, right? We saw Spider-Man from Insomniac. Again, different companies. That looked fantastic. It is breathtaking.
Was that Tom Holland, though?
Nope. It was a whole different Peter Parker that people love.
Really? Saying it wasn't a guy from a movie?
But the big thing was that everybody said, well, okay, if it's not going to be in the movies, it should look like that. That game is made for one system and one system only.
Yeah.
Not multiple systems. Also, it's going to be on the Stadia. Okay? So, there's a lot more that goes into it. But here's a big thing. You're getting free updates all the time. Constantly.
With characters.
Yes.
So, heroes are just jumping in.
Free. That meant me to ask. So, besides the original Avengers, what are some of the characters you want to see in that game?
Ooh, Doctor Strange.
Okay, that was one.
Definitely my first one.
Okay, mine's Moon Knight.
Moon Knight, okay, that's cool.
I think he'd be cool as fuck in that game.
I don't think we've ever seen Moon Knight in anything. Maybe some of the animated stuff, but... And
probably Black Panther. I think his combat would be cool
as fuck. I could see that. He'd probably be one of the first ones, like him and Bucky.
Another thing I would like is Spider-Man from the Spider-Man game. There's so much name drop between the two of them. Because in the Spider-Man, they talk about the Avengers being in San Francisco, which in the trailer it was Avenger Day, A Day, right? You have Taskmaster in Spider-Man that says, "Oh, I've dealt with the Avengers before. I've gone toe to toe with them." Oh, he's in the Avenger game. We saw him. Fuck, would that be cool? I don't know if that happens, but that'd be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But this is super interesting. Like, 5 years after something happens, it looks like Cap dies. Really? Like, that's crazy. You don't play as Cap? Or you do just for a little bit?
Now, I don't know, who's to say? Or is he even really dead?
Very true. Is it, you got, like, really good, like, Tony going to depression vibes. Pretty fucking cool. Also, now there's reports that say the campaign's all single player, and there's multiplayer stuff later? I don't know, man. I don't know what this game is.
Yeah, I don't even think it really knows what it is yet, which is an issue, considering, you know, obviously we get more into this on a Nintendo podcast, but
Anthem just went through the same thing, Joey.
What?
Anthem literally just went through the same thing.
Yeah.
Where they didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
And then the game released, and like I said, you still have like about a year until the game drops. It could be pushed back.
But the way I look at it is, on the Nintendo side, you have Ultimate Alliance coming out. Ultimate Alliance 3. And from what I've seen from both of these, Ultimate Alliance is being bought. Hands down, no questions asked. Now this Marvel's Avengers game, from what I've seen, this is a game I will wait. Just for the fact of, A, for Ultimate Alliance, you already show me what I'm doing. And it's a game I know. It's a game I know how it plays and how it feels. You already tell me it's a four-player, which I know because I've played Ultimate Alliance before. It's got all my characters in it that I want.
Yeah.
It's on the Switch. It's on the system I want. So I get Marvel Avengers is trying to, you know, get its name established, but I'm comparing it to that, which probably most people will, because it's still a four-on-four type deal, you know, four heroes. What will play better? Obviously, Marvel Avengers looks like on a bigger scale, but that also doesn't mean it's going to play better at all. So we'll have to see how that holds up. But I'm very skeptical and not... I was hyped for it, and then once I seen it, I'm like, I kind of lost a little bit of hype for it.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things that later in the year or early next year, maybe the Game Awards or something, where we actually see full-blown stuff from it. I hope that then they took the time. I'm not going to sit there and really nail them for the character design. I do hope maybe they show some different ones, though. And then you just like, all right, boom, and you hit me right there. You know what I mean? Get me ready for May. Because I want to buy your game. I do. I love Marvel so much. I want a real... I am excited for Ultimate Alliance 3. That will be purchased. I know what I'm getting, right? Because, like you said, we know Ultimate Alliance already. We're just not sure what the whole... I mean, it's the Black Order, right? So it's Thanos and everything trying to stop the Infinity Stone. So you already know what you're doing. Tell me, show me what I'm doing for this so I can get hyped. Because I love superhero games. I want good superhero games. I got a great one from Spider-Man last year. I think we're going to get a really good one from Ultimate Alliance. Let's fucking hope and we get a great one here from Marvel Avengers from Square Enix. That would be cool. I'm skeptic and still hyped at the same time, especially from the fact that, like they said, constant updates, heroes being added, all for free.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot going on with it constantly, so that's, you know, awesome.
Yeah, because they can't, remember that one online game they canceled, Marvel Heroes? It was a computer game, and then they brought it to the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they canceled that shit for this. So, better be fucking cool, man. So I like that game. I don't know, overall... it's tough. Like I said, Final Fantasy VII looked great. Cyberpunk looked great. Animal Crossing looked pretty cool. So that's a lot in that time span of spring that you're going to have to try and draw me from. You know what I mean?
This is how well they could actually pull it off and what happens in the next year or so of what we see. As of right now, meh.
Right, I get you.
So. I believe that wraps up the Square Enix part and the Bethesda part and the podcast. Now, what is the Square Enix overall?
I want to say 7.5 or an 8.
Okay.
I'll say that because, one, they gave you Final Fantasy VII. It looked fucking fantastic. gave you a release date, gave you gameplay, lots of gameplay. That's great. A lot of filler in between for me personally. Okay? I'm not a huge fan of all those franchises like that. Okay? But I was like, all right, cool. And you gave me Avengers. You gave some details on the game. We actually got to see, I believe it was gameplay a little bit on the bridge. And you got some cinematic stories, and you piqued my interest, but you kind of lost me from some of the other things that you did. So I actually lost more interest after I watched the conference. You know what I mean? Okay. Later down the road, after I started reading more from people that were looking at it.
Right.
That's when I started losing a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, please don't fuck this up. But overall, like 7.5, maybe an 8.
Okay, I give it either a solid 8 or an 8.5.
Oh, okay, why?
It's for the fact of, yes, you gave me a lot in Final Fantasy VII, which is phenomenal.
Yep.
Looked pretty decent. You gave me some more in Dragon Quest, and I'm pretty big fan of Dragon Quest. I mean, the more Final Fantasy stuff, I mean, those are, you know, things I'm interested in, and, you know, I like the way it was presented. You gave me some, you know, hidden things, like the Dragon Quest builders that looked really cool. Then even the Marvel Avengers game, I like how they're like, this is our interpretation and the way they came out, and, you know, more or less, no matter, it still looked like a fun game. Like I said, it's probably one that will probably be waited on, but, you know, overall, everything that was presented was well presented, well made, and it was, you know, well put together.
Yeah.
So, like I say, a solid 8, maybe 8.5.
And then
one of the better conferences.
On the Nintendo one, we're breaking down all of it, right? Giving a whole ranking of which ones we thought were the best, right?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what we do, because we haven't done that for any of the other ones. Right. So, we're kind of time-stamping how we're doing these in order, but... You know what? We'll do this. We'll make a Facebook post.
Okay.
With our rankings.
Okay.
And then, you know, people could say what their rankings are.
But
we'll do it like that. We'll mix it up.
Run at facebook.com/BigJandBBShow. Find us on Twitter at BigJandBBShow. Listen to us everywhere you listen to podcasts. Just search BigJandBBShow. Thanks.
Thanks. Then, as some of you are aware, we're doing a new thing here at the company of the BigJandBBShow.
We're not a business, it's called, bro. I'm trying to get taxed.
The meme of the cast. So this meme is brought to you by, I believe, the Tasteless Gentleman.
Oh, those are good.
Yep. So it is a guy. He's in a nice suit and tie. He's got a smiley face. Shaking a hand of another person. Says, congratulations, you're hired. Thank you, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to wake up at 6 a.m. and sit in traffic so I can stare at a computer screen for 8 hours every day.
You stay breezy, Chicago.